News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Isn't that funny? These are the most outgoing and vocal individuals in the whole school, in Upper Northumberland County. And they're like, "Oh no, Steve, go first. You talk. Don't want to sing. Don't want to do that."
We have anxiety.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Sunrise, Steve. Aguirre. Oh, wow, fantastic. All right, well, thank you for that. Is the director of the play that's up in Milton right now at the Milton Area School District. It is Chicago, and the performances are this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So these I call them kids, four kids, and they're all certainly adults by most measures, and they're going to be performing four shows coming up. So we have four of the folks with us. But Steve Aguirre is here. He's the director of the play, so thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Velma Kelly is here. She's a junior, and she plays Mia. If you would just move an inch closer to the mic, that would be great.
It's a little bit other way around, actually.
Other way around. My name's Mia. I play Velma Kelly.
I got these kids backwards. Okay, I'm sorry. Mia is here. I wondered about that. I thought, it just seemed like it could easily be backwards. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so Mia is here, and she plays Velma Kelly in the play. She is a junior, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Next is Chloe Russell is here, and she plays Roxy Hart in the play Chicago. So thank you for coming in, Chloe. She's a senior. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, just making sure. And, well, this is their first radio interview ever, so they don't 100% know what to say. But Eli now knows what to say. Eli Wrights is here. He's a junior, and he plays Billy Finn. So, Eli, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, there you go. Super. All right, step up there. And Rafael Martinez is here. He's a junior, and he plays Amos Hart. So welcome aboard, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Let me stick with you, Rafael, while I can. How did you get involved in acting, and why participate in a play like this? Tons of work. You lose a lot of sleep. You're tired all the time. Why?
Well, I mean, it is true. I'm tired all the time, mostly due to my own fault. You know.
Sure.
But, you know, for me, it was just, like, I have a lot of friends who did this stuff even before I got into it. Actually, some of the people here are a large part of the reason that I joined in. But, you know, there was a sense of community and camaraderie that we have, and that kind of drew me in. But not just that, you know, the acting, I think we have a very talented group, and it really shows in our performances, and, you know, being part of something that looked so, you know, so good on stage, it was very appealing to me.
All right, Steve, is that a common answer? You get these kids, they sign up because they know that it's going to be fun and the camaraderie, but something, they get energized along the way.
Yeah, I've always said that I've never had a kid regret being in a musical or a play at the school. And yeah, I think Raph's absolutely right. Like, I think a lot of the kids join because they see the tight-knit group that we have. They see the community, see how much fun they have, and they see the nice, really polished product that we put on the stage. And I think a lot of times kids end up being like, hey, I want to be a part of that. That's really cool. And I think Raph's a perfect example. He's being a little shy. I think he was in class with Chloe, right? And he was friends with Eli. He knew these guys. He came and saw them in a play. And he's like, hey, I think I could do that. And it turns out he can.
Well, let's talk about that. Eli, talk about the fact that when you're on stage, you kind of become someone else. Tell me about that.
Oh, it's definitely a process. I remember when I started out, it was a little tough to understand what exactly that meant. But for me personally, I started doing theater my freshman year, but during rehearsals, I would see, like, the seniors and the juniors that year, they would do it, and I sort of just followed by their example.
And what happens when you're on stage? I would be so nervous. I'd be immobile.
So, there's definitely a part of me, always, that's incredibly nervous when I'm about to go on stage. But I feel like more recently, at least in my mind, it's more of a, I need to be confident so that everybody else can be confident.
Sounds like a natural-born leader to me. How about that? Mia, boy, same question. How'd you get involved in the play, and why act, and so on?
I originally just moved to Milton in 2021, which is when I started theater. And it was just kind of one of those things where it was like, what am I interested in singing? So that was kind of something just like I went into. And, you know, now I'm here and it's great. I love it. But, you know, I made friends along the way, but I really just joined because I was like, I'll try this out. So, yeah.
And portraying someone else on stage, what is that like, that, trying to be someone else?
It's different. It's when I did the play as Tilly Evans, and Tilly Evans was just me, and it wasn't really acting, but for Velma Kelly, this is acting. And it's really different than just being myself. This is an actual character that I have to portray. But it's all in the wig, if I'm being honest. It's just the wig.
Now you put that wig on and that helps you transition?
Yep, I put on the wig and I'm like, yep, now is my time. And then you just see the lights turn up and you know you have to be that character. I can't be Mia. I have to be Velma.
Chloe, tell me more. This costume does it.
Oh, yeah. Me and Mia both wear wigs in the show. And it's just, like, the minute the wigs came in, like, Mr. A can attest to this, we were both like, when are our wigs coming in? And as soon as we got them, we went and we put them on, and we were both just like, yeah, we're Roxy and Velma. And then we started wearing them to rehearsal, and when we did the choreography, like, Mr. A even told us, he was like, yeah, having the wigs on make a major difference.
Get out of here. Tell me about this transition that happens when
There's something about putting on your costume, or even having the right prop in your hand, or having the wig on your head. It all those things are kind of like these like somatic devices that help us like feel like we're someone else. So it's as simple as, like they said, either the lights turn on and then it's like a flip that switches in your brain. So whether it's having the wig, having the right shoes on, being across from the right scene partner, all these things are the little tricks that actors use to get themselves in the right mode.
I would be mortified. What do you say to the folks, these kids, to say, okay, you're going to be nervous, you're going to have butterflies at times a zillion, but just get up there and do your stuff, perform, do your job kind of thing?
Yeah, well, especially in musicals, and it's funny, we've had this conversation several times recently. A lot of times when there's a spotlight on you, you literally can't see anything. And I actually think, in a weird way, other than the fact that you might trip, in a weird way, I think that helps, because you can't see the audience, you can't see what's around you, you can kind of just, a lot of times when we're performers, we just need to do the job we're doing on stage and block everything else out. And the spotlight kind of helps that sometimes.
Raphael, pull that microphone another inch closer. So you get in, what, some kind of a zone or something? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's almost surreal. Like, when you go on stage and you're performing, like, especially, like, I'm in the song Mr. Cellophane. And in those moments when you're, like, with the spotlight on you, it kind of blocks everything else out. It literally blocks everything else out. Like, the light, you're very much blinded by this bright light in your eyes, and, you know, everything else pretty much fades around you, and it's just you and this performance that you have to do. You can't see the crowd, you can't see anything around you.
You kind of zone them out. Chloe, I saw you shaking your head. Yes, kind of the same thing there?
Oh, yeah. Tech Week, I feel like, really helps, because you're literally just, like, running the show. And then on show nights, you just stick an audience in there, which just ends up making it 10 times better. Because then after every major number, you have this crowd that just goes absolutely wild. And then you're just excited to do the next number, and then the next number, and then the next number. And then it's over, and you're bowing, and you're like, wow, I just did that. That's crazy.
Do you ever get butterflies?
Oh, all the time. I get really nervous opening night right before the show. I'll get really nervous, and then we'll go out and we'll do the first number, and then after that, it's a breeze.
Eli, grab that mic. Same thing. This nervousness is normal?
So, totally. Yeah. Literally every single time that I'm about to go out for the first performance of a show, it's like there's this pit in my stomach. But, you know, I always think to myself, hey, you've done this like 4 or 5 times before. What's another one? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I feel this and I feel nervous, but I know that I can do it. and I know that I'm going to do it.
Well, and you got to do it for them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need their line, so you got to remember yours.
Oh, yeah.
They need that timing. They need you there. And
I always say this to everybody in theater, but it's more so like, to add on to that, it's not just like we are individuals up there. When we get up there, we are a group. We are up there as a collective to tell a story.
All right. Well, fantastic. Mia, I've seen bits of Chicago, but never saw the whole thing. Just tell us what this play is all about. Give us a glimpse of what we're going to see on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So it's about Roxy Hart, who, you know, it's hard to explain. She goes to jail, and She meets Velma Kelly, who is a stage performer, like, in the show. And they kind of have this battle for their lawyer, because they're both in jail, which is Billy Flynn. And they kind of just battle it out to, like, see who gets their trial date first and who gets the most popularity from it. And eventually, they come together and realize that it's all going to be for nothing anyways. Popularity is only temporary. And that's basically what the whole show's about.
And they want to be acquitted of their crimes? Is that?
Yes.
Are they hoping?
Yeah, they want to. Yeah.
All right, you can go to showticksforyou.com. Folks who buy tickets are familiar with that site. It's this Friday, Steve, if you want to grab the mic, this Friday, 7 p.m., this Saturday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 5th at 2 p.m. Then you guys can start to sleep again if you so choose after that. I used to work backstage in plays, but only because during the day, if you got to go visit the set, there's always a bed or a couch somewhere on the set, and you could kind of zonk out. Yeah, that was the only reason I got involved in plays. But Steve, give us a pitch. Why come see these great kids?
Well, yeah, for obvious reasons, like the kids all do this. We do this for educational purposes. But the cherry on top for the kids is getting the audience there, kind of like Chloe said. The big payoff that they're looking for this whole time is that huge ovation, that huge applause that they're looking for after each number. We've been running this every day for the past 2 weeks, basically, running the show, basically, for the past 2 weeks. It gets to the point where, like, they need that audience feedback, and that energizes them, and that gets them involved. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, the kids have been working super hard for 3 months. It's a community thing. We would love for the community, not just in Milton, but the surrounding area, to come see the show. Kids deserve that.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you all so much for all you're doing, and thanks for what you're doing with these great kids. And thank you guys for stepping up, and none of you are shrinking violets any other time, so especially this weekend we're going to see you out front and on stage, so we appreciate that. This is some of the cast of Chicago at the Milton School District this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Showticksforyou.com. Mia Sarah is here, Chloe Russell, Eli Wrights, and Rafael Martinez, and their director and one of their educators, Steve Aguirre, is here. Mr. A, as they call him.
Yeah, Mr. A.
Thank you. Mr. A is with us. Thank you so much for coming in.